I would definitely prefer to not use this, but I know myself well enough that if I don't, I will stand up here and ramble. So, bear with me. God speaks to us in many different ways. He speaks to some of us through our dreams, some through visions. Some hear God's voice audibly. God speaks to many of us through our circumstances, you know, our good times and our bad times. For me, though, it's become very clear that if God wants to speak to me, he tells my wife first, and then she relays the message to me. I don't know that she always realizes that it's from God, but a lot of times it is. And I could give you multiple stories about this, but we don't have the time for that this morning. Today I want to talk to you about the past 5 months of my life. Back in May, I was mowing my mother-in-law's lawn, and my wife wanted to leave. We were all over there with one vehicle. I asked her how I was supposed to get home, and she just kind of looked at me and said, "Why don't you just run home?" She was joking, but I figured, challenge accepted. It's just kind of who I am. So I ran home. But something happened on that 1.5 mile run. God began to speak to me, and I could feel this urge to run, and it was at a different level than I'd ever felt. I've run from time to time, but I am by no means what I call myself a runner. I've run 3 5Ks in my life, so that's 9 miles. But I answered this call by being obedient, and I just started to run. I didn't know why, and I definitely didn't know where it was going to lead me. And after a week of this running and praying about it, I decided I was going to run the Purdue Half Marathon this year. And as I began to run and train, I started to realize, though, that God was telling me and leading me in a different direction, and that that wasn't the race I was supposed to run. Actually, the 13 miles of the Purdue Half Marathon was not long enough, and he was calling me to run a full marathon. I didn't know why, but I just began to be obedient and run. And through conversations with people, when I started to reveal what I was getting, I realized two things. One, people thought I was crazy. And two, I needed to turn this into something else, into a fundraiser. Otherwise, it was going to be all about me and what I was doing. And it was supposed to be about God, not me. Now, I could probably stand up here for about another 2 hours and tell you stories about what God has done during the last 5 months through this training. And there are several people in the room that have heard a lot of those stories. But we clearly don't have time for that either. So I want to focus more on the aspects that Dan is going to speak about today. See, God cares for me personally, just like I care about my own children. He has shown me that over the past 5 months. He's disciplined me, taught me, encouraged me, and protected me. When I began, and maybe even to this day, I physically could not complete a marathon. It would not have been possible without the past 5 months of training. And through that time, God's provided me with sermons that affirmed what I was doing. You know, one of those was on vacation, and it was about Noah and about how everyone thought he was crazy for building this ark. And at that time in my training, everyone was telling me I was crazy for running this or crazy for setting the goal time that I had. God showed me how much he cared about me by providing me with a wife and family that supported me through all of this, whether they thought I was crazy or not. So God continued to cheer me on. He kept it from raining on me while I trained. This included taking the burden of mowing twice a week away, too, because the grass wasn't growing because it didn't rain. See, I've run 4 different days a week for the last 5 months, and it has yet to rain on me when I've been running. I was supposed to run yesterday, and you know what the weather was like. I had 20 miles to run, and I needed a 3-hour window, but because of our carnivore night and me being out of town, I didn't have time to run then, and I had to put my run off until today, where it's been raining. But I promise you that by the time I get out there and I start running, it won't be raining. God has protected me through this. God has shown how much he cares about me by taking these things away so that I didn't have to worry about them. Now, as my training got harder, he began to strategically place new people in my life. I'm currently on this great banquet team, and next weekend I'll be gone for that, but There are four different people on that team that have run multiple marathons. Early in my training, I knew one that had done it. And these four guys, you know, I found out that they had done this by hearing them give talks that they're going to give to people. And they didn't just talk about running and running being a hobby. They talked about running until they couldn't run anymore. They talked about being at their very end, and that's exactly where I was and where I probably am right now. And God was just simply telling me it's going to be okay. I'm going to be able to do this. And I had never even met three of those four people until the last 4 weeks. And the other guy I've known for a couple years, but I didn't even know he ran. So God has shown me how much he cares about me by placing people in my life that are going to encourage me and going to show me that things are possible. There have been so many times that I've wanted to give up. Since the third time I ran, back in May 13th, my right knee has hurt on every single run that I've done. It's not like a major pain. It's only caused me to skip one run that I was supposed to do. But it's been this irritation that won't go away. And it'll cause me to limp when I'm done, and within a day it disappears. But it wouldn't go away. I think that God was testing my obedience through that. Because we're at the point now where he realizes I'm not giving up, and I've shown people I'm not giving up. And this last week has been the first time in 5 months that I've run with zero pain in my knee. And just as I'm getting ready to go into this event, I've logged over 400 miles of painful steps, but the past 18 miles have been awesome. He has shown me how much he cares about me by taking my pain away. Then there came this fundraising part. So I needed it to be something else, and I chose Oakland High School in Lafayette to be the thing that I wanted to help out. I just called them, and I said, I want you to find me a need, and I'm going to raise money for you. They were shocked, a little surprised. It's some friends of mine that are over there, and I told them I could raise $500 to $1,000. I felt like that would be pretty easy for me to do through this. So they thought about it, but they didn't get back to me until I was pretty deep in my training, and there was no turning back. And they decided they want to replace their drinking fountains. And they're going to put these bottle filling stations in with them also. That'll fill a water bottle in, you know, just a couple seconds. It'll encourage these kids to skip the vending machine, to reuse a water bottle, cut down on waste, and it's just healthier. Well, they had no clue where to get these or the cost or anything. But I told them, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll do the research. I'll find it. And I'll get them covered. So the total cost for the project is $2,000. And so I started to get a little scared, and I started to doubt it a little bit, but I kept running. I figured I'd talk to a lot of you here because I know this congregation, and I know you'd support me, and if I asked you, you'd give me money to do this. It's just kind of the way we work. I had a feeling I could get it done, but before I approached anybody here, I felt like I needed to send out an email. I felt led to send an email to my coworkers. I sent out two different staff emails, and I posted a couple things on Facebook so some other people saw it. And within 2.5 weeks, I've received pledges for over $2,800. And I don't think it's done yet, because this is the first that a lot of you have even heard about it. I'm now in the process of trying to figure out what other projects we get to fund and what other ways we get to help them out. And for me, one of the best parts of it is I have never asked anyone face-to-face, will you sponsor me? They've all answered a call in an email or in a Facebook post or just in a conversation. I can remember early in my training walking away with somebody who says, when you're ready to raise your money, come see me. So I would say this, if you want to join me later, you're going to have to come to me because I won't ask you one-on-one. God's going to provide that, and he's already provided everything we need. See, what I've realized is that God wanted me to run so that he could provide. He wanted to provide emotional support, financial support. He wanted to build my faith stronger than it's ever been. He wanted to use my story to encourage and challenge others. And the part that amazes me the most is I'm not sure I've even found the biggest reason he wanted me to run. This marathon's not for another 4 weeks, and I have no clue what he has in store for me. The only thing that I know is that I'm going to continue to run, and he's going to continue to care about me. He will continue to bless and protect me. He will lead me, encourage me, and most of all, love me. All I did was agree to run, and he's taking care of the rest. Thank you.